Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about gun control. And I know in most of red state America, the definition of gun control is using two hands and hitting the target. But then some fruitcake actually uses those techniques to take out a bunch of innocent people, and we all start talking about putting restrictions on who can purchase guns and whether we need to know who they are. Yes, we do. You need to apply for a card to take a book out of a library. Admittedly, in the right hands, books can be more dangerous than guns, but they hardly ever put holes in people's bodies that the blood leaks out of way too quick. Occasionally, when the body count shoots into double digits, like now, the banning of a whole category of these high-powered personal weapons of destruction gets discussed. For a minute. Then the Republicans get handed talking points from the NRA and start manning the barricades. Assault weapons can be used as legitimate hunting rifles. Really? That's your argument? Because, yeah, your reasoning makes a sort of sense. You can also use a chainsaw to cut butter. Gonna get a little messy around muffin time. When you think about it, a hand grenade will signal the end of recess. Doorbells can be rung with a 12-pound sledgehammer once. We call them assault weapons for a reason. They're not for tucking kitties into bed. They're for assaults. Yes, the Second Amendment guarantees a well-regulated militia the right to bear arms. But at the time, our founding fathers were talking about one-shot muskets, not HK MG4s capable of shooting out 770 45 caliber bullets in under a minute with a range of a half a mile. Hunting weapons? Seriously? What are you hunting? A herd of triceratops? Can you imagine someone putting a full clip into a deer at 30 yards? You'd end up with venison jerky, in noun and verb forms. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.